This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We're going to do emails this hour. We're going to make fun of Maisie Hirono here in a couple minutes. That's a good time. Talk about AI doing your thinking for you, jealousy of other people. Communists are still bloodthirsty savages, all that and so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I'm going to make you feel better. I know it was a heavy first hour as we talked about the problems, what we have to tackle, but I'm going to make you feel better. A lot of our enemies, yes, they're evil, but they're really, really, really dumb. And nobody on the face of the planet is dumber than Maisie Hirono. And she's a United States Senator from Hawaii. When I say she is easily the dumbest person in the House of Representatives or the Senate combined, I mean it completely. Whoever you think is dumber, they are light years smarter than Maisie Hirono. And this is the kind of moron idiocy we face. She had a chance to ask Kash Patel some questions today. She is concerned greatly that FBI agents are being required to do pull-ups.
You are now requiring applicants to be able to do a certain kind of pull-ups, which a lot of women cannot because of physiological differences. Are you requiring these kinds of pull-ups?
We are requiring a physical program at BFTC at Quantico because FBI agents carrying guns in the field have to chase down bad guys and do really hard work. The physical fitness standards of those agents
are being
appropriately
assessed. So are you
requiring
these kinds of pull-ups?
We are requiring everybody to pass the 1811 standards at BFTC. Mm-hmm. If you want to chase down a bad guy and put him in handcuffs, you better be able to do a pull-up.
The reason I ask is that there are concerns about whether or not being able to do these kinds of harsh pull-ups is really required of FBI agents.
Doing anyway, one pull-up Mr. is Patel, not harsh, and there are always medical exemptions to that.
I could do a long rant on why diversity is the death of everything, and this is actually a very good explanation on how our military has rotted and FBI has rotted because we destroy standards so we can get more women and fat people involved. But the truth is, it's more fun to just sit here and mock Maisie Hirono endlessly. And you know what's maybe the best part about that idiotic line of questioning? If you watch her do it, she read it. Someone wrote all that down. She couldn't even come up with that idiocy herself. Someone wrote it for her. Gosh, it's amazing. Let's do some emails. I don't think I've done any tonight. Jesse. This guy says, Bronco. The subject to this one is, my wife has been radicalized. Tell me if this sounds familiar to you in your life. My wife has always avoided the news in most social media as long as I've known her. Major things have happened and she'll have no idea if I don't tell her. She's been very sheltered and also so happy and sweet because of it. She's a firm anti-communist, though, after 9 years of me ranting and educating her. The murder of Charlie Kirk was too big of a story for her to avoid. She loved him. She got on social media and saw all the demons celebrating, including one of her coworkers, and it kind of broke her. Despite me always telling her that the left has become the spawn of Satan, it never really sunk in. Now she's like, look at these people. I never realized it was this bad. She cried for days and has become angry, vengeful, and motivated to become active in the community. She's obsessed. She started a Twitter account to inform people about upcoming local elections, and she's investigating the social medias of all local teachers and school staff, and she's urging me to start a podcast. I'm proud of her, but I hope she can snap out of it soon and be normal and happy again. So, all right, well, there's actually a lot more to unpack here than meets the eye. First of all, as we have talked about before, ignorance is bliss, isn't it? honestly, the dumbest people I know in my life, not the Maisie Hironos, I'm talking about the real morons that are in my life. Some of them are my friends. Completely uninformed, just kind of dumb. No real interest in anything else. They are quite content. I'll be honest with you. They're quite content. When I get angry about something political, they look at me like I have three heads. They don't understand. What are you talking about? I'm playing fantasy football. What? What's going on? Ignorance is bliss. But, and we'll get to, you know, her being happy again in a moment. But I think we all make a mistake. And I have made this mistake many times in my life. I think we make the mistake of pursuing happiness over purpose because we feel like happiness in life is the purpose. Don't get me wrong. I want you to be happy. I want you to be content. I want you to have a fulfilling life. But we are not called to be happy. We are called to have a purpose. We have a duty. I have a duty in this life. You have a duty, and our duties are different, right? But we all, every single one of us, you, me, all of us, even Chris, for Pete's sake, we all have a duty. And oftentimes when you discover it, when that duty hits you, when you snap out of your apathy and that duty hits you in the face, sometimes your normally pleasant attitude, that smile you walk around with, sometimes it gets replaced by a scowl, by focus. And I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I think, in fact, it's a good thing. If you have been processing anger, if you've been angry and you are still angry, that's also a good thing. They martyred one of our leaders. That better make you angry. And I hope that gave you a renewed purpose. Maybe you've already been pursuing things with your purpose. I hope it gave you a new drive to do it. I hope it did. We should be more purposeful, especially when we wake up one morning and we discover that these people all around us are monsters, and they're not sorry. This is a streamer named Destiny, I guess. I'm guessing that's not his real name. He went on Piers Morgan, and this is what he said about the assassination.
If you wanted Charlie Kirk to be alive, Donald Trump shouldn't have been president for the second term. Every time he's in office, this happens. People joked about when Biden came in, it was so boring, nothing was going on. 7 out of 10 of the largest protests in American history have happened under Donald Trump.
If you wanted Charlie Kirk to be alive, why'd you elect Donald Trump? This is what happens. We get violent. This is Bill Burr, famous comedian on Jimmy Kimmel. Keep in mind, when he yells "Free Luigi," he's talking about that scumbag in New York City who walked up behind an insurance CEO and straight up executed him. Plotted it, planned it, had engravings on the shell casings, and executed a husband and father in New York City. This isn't in the dark areas of the internet. This is on Jimmy Kimmel on network television.
You know, and they're talking about looting, but CNN and Fox News are not going to bring up the insurance companies that are just going to keep everybody's premiums and still give themselves a bonus. Yeah. Yes. Free Luigi.
Free Luigi. If you didn't know that you were surrounded by monsters, that they are your nurses, your teachers, they serve in your military, they serve in your FBI, if you didn't know that, and the past week has revealed that to you, and that is in some way taken the bloom off the rose, if you will, in some way made you less happy than you were before, I would argue that's good. It's a sober reality to wake up and figure out that they've been at war with you and now you have to fight it. Now, that said, just because you are sad or angry now, that won't last forever. We are grieving. All of us are grieving a martyr. That's good to grieve. be sad, be angry. Actually, Ab and I were talking about it this morning. Believe it or not, we're sitting in the kitchen and we had this exact conversation this morning. I was stuffing breakfast tacos in my face and she was, I don't know, the opening mail, something like that. She was standing by me. We were just gabbing about things. And she said something, this is not verbatim, I don't think. She said, man, I'm still just so sad. And I said, baby, me too. That's okay. Be sad. Be mad. I promise your happy wife is going to come back, maybe with just a little bit of a different drive. All right? And speaking of being purposeful, our battle has to be fought with our money too. Our battle for this culture, as I've told you for years, has to be with the movies you see, you don't see. The clothes you buy or don't buy. The beer you buy or don't buy. Your cell phone service. It is important to punish corporate communists. Punishing them is done by pulling your money away and starving them of it. We, the masses, if we all become more purposeful with where we spend and don't spend our money, it's not that we can get corporate America completely out of politics. We'll get them on our side. We have the numbers. We have the money. Have you switched to PureTop? It's the easiest way to do this of anything else. It takes 10 minutes on the phone. And you don't even have to give up your phone or phone number. You keep everything. And the average family saves over $1,000 a year for the same 5G network. Pick up your cell phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That's it. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, I heard our governor Shapiro of Pennsylvania. He said today there are shootings on both sides. Am I missing something? Because I don't know who he might be comparing to the shooting of Charlie. You are missing something. Let me explain what you're missing. The communist doesn't care about death. He doesn't care about human life at all. He does care about the revolution. Therefore, whenever there is a shooting, something terrible that he can in any way pin on the right or guns or do something that will move the revolution forward, he will do so, and he will do it with clarity. He will stand up boldly and say, it's Republicans, it's Trump, it's your guns. That's who's at fault here. And if there is ever a shooting that very clearly makes him and his demonic base look bad, then he will attempt to spread the blame around by saying it's everyone. It's both sides. It is a tactic that they have used for a very long time. That's why they're all over the news talking like this.
First of all, you know, I'd heard different things about his ideology. He wasn't a registered Democrat or Republican. He may have been a Groiker, which is a follower of Nick Fuentes, who's on the right. But I'll say this, it shouldn't matter. This has happened to Democrats. This has happened to Republicans. The shooters were on both sides of the extreme. And so what should matter is that we should all come together to, one, tone down the rhetoric, and two, keep our...
That guy won't turn down the rhetoric, and he doesn't want to come together. He doesn't care about that at all. What he wants is this news cycle that is making him, his party, his sick religion look bad. He wants it to pass. And so he is attempting to spread the blame around. Beware of these types. Just be aware that's what they're doing. And mostly, you should pour hatred down on Republicans helping them do it. The James Lankfords of the world, the Spencer Coxes of the world, Katie Britt of the world. These people, we all have to tone it down. It's both sides that those people are helping the communists right now, and most of them are doing it on purpose. Jesse, having listened to your show, I went straight home and had a one-on-one with both of my youngest sons. I wanted to thank you for reminding me that although they want for nothing because I work 80 hours a week, they need my words, not just my financial support. While I struggle to give them what I want them to have in the present, I need to remind myself of their future. I cannot imagine going to the grave after seeing my sons put to death or incarcerated for life because I was absent and let them be indoctrinated by people that walk freely, and the destruction and guilt my sons will have to end their lives with realizing they were lied to. It's a reality check, and thank you for that. You're a good man, sir. I am anything but a good man, but it is a wake-up call to every single parent out there. Think about this moment. Think about this. That assassin, who I don't name on the show, that assassin had his first little hearing today. 22 years old. He is 22 years old, and don't think for a moment I want you to have any sympathy. I don't have any sympathy, but think about what he's gone through mentally in the last week as he looks around at his cage and processes that every day for the rest of his life will suck. The rest of his life, he will be in a cage. He won't be enjoying the ball game, good food. He'll be surrounded by violent criminals, possibly experience violence himself. And he will either A, count down the days until he's executed by the state of Utah, or B, he will live until his body fails him in a cage, and he's 22 years old. And because he traveled down the demonic road on the internet and got involved in dark internet communist places, because he was not inoculated against that, because his parents never had these talks with him, and I'm not blaming them, I'm really not, parents don't know, because that didn't happen, every day for the rest of his life will suck. What does that feel like? That is the cost of avoiding politics with your kids. No. Pull your children out of the world of make-believe at an appropriate age, of course, but wake them up to the fact that demons are real, that there are dangerous, poisonous religions out there, and there are religions that are after them. And your child is going to be attacked by that religion in his school, in her college, and most definitely on the internet. I didn't say move to the mountains and never have a smartphone. I'm not naive. I know kids are going to get online and they're going to have phones. And I got it. I got my mine have phones. Mine have the internet. I got it. Make sure they are armed with knowledge and warned constantly before they travel down these roads. That's a good point, Chris. Chris just reminded me, 2 years ago, this 22-year-old kid was a normal human being. 2 years later, he's a murderous demon, and the rest of his life is in hell. That's the cost of avoiding politics. That's what happens. Let's protect ourselves. Dear Oracle, after the insanity of the past couple weeks, my wife finally insisted I get her a Byrna launcher, a request which I was happy to acquiesce. He said, that means I said yes. We got it yesterday, and I am pleased to say we used it today, and the results were highly satisfying. We love it. We hope we never have to draw it in a compromising situation. God bless hummus, ew, the Marines, tiny hands in the United States of America. Yeah, look. Get your loved ones Byrna launchers. They're legal everywhere. They are legal everywhere. No permit needed. No background check. All 50 states allow you to purchase a Byrna. You go right on the website, BYRNA. It's a pistol launcher, non-lethal. Shoots pepper balls or tear gas balls. If you hit a bad guy with this thing, he's going to hate his life, I promise you, for quite a while, but he will live. And you will live. BYRNA, now more than ever, make sure you can stop an evil person from hurting you or someone else. Byrna.com, all right? Byrna.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Speaking of wonderful, this is a local TV anchor out of Springfield, Illinois. And I don't know her. I've never talked to her in my life. Don't know anything about her. but apparently she was suspended by her station for doing a heartfelt tribute to Charlie Kirk. And there is courage everywhere. And this is what it sounds like. She just lost her job.
I want you to know that it's okay if you feel sadness. It's okay if you feel, if you're grieving. 2 days ago, I lost a mentor, my first boss, the first person who made me believe in myself, that encouraged me to chase this dream that you're watching right now. Charlie Kirk. There's a lot going on in our world right now, in our country, but I want to say one thing. Lean on your neighbors. Speak up for what you believe in. I don't care what it is. I want to share with you one of my favorite sayings that Charlie would always tell us at the office. He would yell it from the mountaintops, so please listen. When conversations stop happening, when individuals become wordless, that's when violence begins. So if you do one thing today, make it be with passion, with conviction. Stand up for your friends. Stand up for your beliefs and speak loudly, even if your voice shakes. Your words have meaning. Your values have purpose. Never forget that.
Brave kid. She sounds young. I say kid. She sounds young. I mean, I don't know. Everybody's young to me. I'm 44 at this point in time. What, Chris? Man dressed in scuba gear accused of robbing Disney Springs restaurant and then swimming away. Maybe this story passed you by. But it didn't pass me by, because for most of my life, I have dreamt of escaping from something under the water. I have no idea. Why are you shaking your head, Chris? I can be honest about my thoughts. There is something about slipping into the ocean or a lake. Doesn't have to be the ocean. Maybe a lake or even a river of some kind. In disappearing under the water to escape. I'm pretty sure it was Rambo. I might have this wrong. It could have been one of the Delta Force movies that went under the water and then he grabbed like a hollow stick. I think it was a reed, a hollow stick, and he stayed under the water breathing with it. And I remember when I watched this when I was a kid that I think I can do that and I would like a chance to do that. And when it comes to scuba stuff, mark my words, I am going to scuba my way into or out of something someday, somehow, some way. And if I ever do choose to become a criminal, I am only going to do it close to the water so I can... What, Chris? What? What? Scuba in so I come in with the diving gear and I take it off and then I'm in a suit? No, Chris, that's just in the movies. I would scuba in with the scuba gear, but the suit would be in a vacuum-sealed, waterproof pouch on my back. I would have to get somewhere on the beach where I could change without getting sand everywhere, because that always bothered me about the beach. And when I was putting on my stuff, I'm not going to want sand in my suit, so that's going to be a process. I'll probably have to choose somewhere that has one of those hoses where you can spray yourself off, but I'll go... clean off my stuff, put on my suit. I will then carry out whatever operation it happens to be. Maybe I'll be robbing a bank. Maybe my spy services will finally be, you know, there'll be a market for them. Maybe I'll be hired to do covert ops of some kind. And then I will slowly and quietly, almost like a shadow, I will make my way back to the beach where I will take off my stuff. I'll put it back in the vacuum sealing. I've thought about this. I don't want to be discovered, and I don't want to leave any trace afterwards. So I'll put it back in the vacuum sealing, and I already have a plan for this because I know what you're already thinking. I know what you're thinking right now. What about the footprints you're going to leave on the beach? I'm going to have branches that I drag behind as I walk back to the water. Don't shake your head, Chris. As I walk back to the water, I'm going to have branches covering up my trail, and then I'm just going to slip into the waves, and just like that, I'm gone. What, Chris? What? Glue the branches to the bottom of my shoe? I actually thought about that, but the problem is it's not very stealthy. Remember, I need to move silently, Chris. Now, I'm not judging you. You don't understand covert ops the way I do, okay? So there's no judgment. This is just
It's tradecraft that you wouldn't know. I'll put it that way. It's tradecraft. Just letting you know. Jesse, a broken clock is right twice a day. The yuppie smoker, of which I have and love, reigns victorious. I did an 18-pound brisket, and it was perfect. An 18-pound brisket? This guy must be loaded. I cannot imagine how much an 18-pound brisket costs. What, Chris? What? Chris said it's like $50. No, dude. An 18-pound brisket is not $50. Where are you buying your brisket, Chris? Is this a special Jewish deal you have somewhere with a relic? What? What? No, it's not $50. Anyway, I wish I had the time and knowledge to do it old school, but here we are. Remember I told you I brought my brisket to the party on Saturday night and they just laid waste to it? There were a couple pitmaster types that have the real smokers where they have to put in the wood and adjust the this and adjust the that, and that they're always looking at it. And they attempted to put me down for the fact that I have a wood pellet smoker. But by the time I was done fighting for myself, fighting for my wood pellet smoker, I kind of won them over too. Mine doesn't require any thought. I take the brisket, I rub it, I put it in some kind of a rub, whatever. It's not like I make it up myself. I just grab one of the various rubs we have in the cupboard and I rub it. I fridge it for 6 hours. Then I pull it out of the fridge. I set my smoker temperature to 200. I put my thermometers in there, as you know, and I chuck it on and I go to bed. I do this at night before I go to bed. Now, granted, I am getting a little bit of pushback at the house, and I'm not sure how this is going to work out the next time. Our house started to smell a lot like smoke. Ab definitely woke up and mentioned that she did not appreciate that her blankets and carpet and everything now smelled like smoke. And there were some threats mixed in there. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to everything. So maybe I'm going to have to adjust exactly how and where I do it. But why would I want to change? Because all the pitmaster types tried to tell me too. Well, you don't understand. You part of the joy is adjusting for this. Why would that be part of the joy? It's not part of my joy at all. My joy is eating it. I don't like paying for it. I don't like messing with it. I like eating it and watching other people eat it. And I like watching other people eat it because I know inevitably they're going to pay me compliments. And because I generally only care about me, I'm a very selfish person. I want those compliments. I want everyone to tell me how great I am. I don't understand why I need anything else. Jesse, last night I was listening to you. I was surprised when you said something about Spencer Cox, governor of Utah. I didn't hear it all, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't good. I don't know how much you know about him, but I've been impressed when he gave updates on Charlie Kirk's assassin. Can you repeat what he said? Maybe I heard it wrong. Thank you. I love your show. Spencer Cox is a disaster. A disaster that even insists on using preferred pronouns. What he did was give one or two very good press conferences in the wake of the assassination. That don't make Spencer Cox one of us. Spencer Cox should be bounced out of office in the next primary. Now, you need to take a step for your pain. A step. And that step is Relief Factor. The pain that drags you down, the pain that holds your life back, that makes everything worse. Stop lying to yourself that you have to live with it, that it's just part of old age, it's part of this or that. Until you have tried Relief Factor, you don't know that you have to live with it. Stop taking things to mask it. It's terrible for you. And stop just accepting that, well, okay, I guess I can't hike anymore. All right, I guess every day I go to work, it's going to hurt. Every morning, my back's going to hurt me. I'm going to have to do the thing when I bend over. Don't do that. Not until you've at least tried Relief Factor. Over a million others have tried it. I'm not asking you to be some kind of a pioneer here. Why do you think it's gotten so big? Because it works. 3 weeks. It's a supplement. Take it every day for 3 weeks. Watch that pain fade away until it's gone. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show, but we will be back tomorrow for a hump day show. And don't forget, we have our crappiest country in the world tournament. It continues tomorrow. Rwanda and Bangladesh. Do I have that right, Chris? Okay. You can already vote on the show's page, right? All right, so on the Jesse Kelly Show, just look up Jesse Kelly Show on Twitter or X, whatever it is, and you can go vote on tomorrow's matchup. Should be a barn burner. Headline is man poisoned after following dietary advice from ChatGPT. This is just a little side warning. AI, artificial intelligence. I know everybody thinks that the whole world's going to be run by it tomorrow, and that it's piloting planes and it's going to perform your brain surgery and everything else. Not at all. And it gets things wrong all the time. Research for yourself. Trust but verify. Second thing. Americans struggle with, why do they have to come up with all these new words? Travel dysmorphia. The feeling they haven't seen enough of the world compared to others. Apparently this is a thing where people feel like everyone else has seen the whole world and they haven't seen any. Consider this a reminder that people on social media are not real. The person itself may be real, but they put up only the best things. Only the best things. If there's ladies, if there's some woman, some model or actress or someone you follow, and she's on Instagram, and she's just so beautiful. Everything's so beautiful. She always looks beautiful. She looks like crap just as often as you do. Only the best pictures get put online with the perfect lighting and 87 takes and the best makeup, giving you a false impression of their life. If you are jealous about other people's travels, she was just in Bali. Oh, her life is perfect. They just got back from Paris. Yeah, they argued the entire time. The food was cold. They got stalled out in the airport. Nobody ever puts those things on social media. Social media is really, really bad at filling people with envy and a feeling that their life is empty, that you have nothing. Other people have everything. Guard yourself against that because it's really, really, really unhealthy and it's going to cost you your happiness. Something that's going to cost me my happiness is if Pam Bondi can't get her act together.
There's free speech and then there's hate speech. And there is no place, especially now, especially after what happened to Charlie, in our society.
Do you see more law enforcement going after these groups who are using hate speech and putting cuffs on people so we show them that some action is better than no action?
We will absolutely target you, go after you if you are targeting anyone with hate speech, anything. And that's across the aisle.
Yeah, that's great. Jesse, Bergen County, New Jersey is a commie sewer. And multiple recent posts by so-called Marines are a call for ICE to stop collecting the illegal street animals and sending them back to wherever they escaped from. Perhaps you have some true blue Marine buddies around here that can straighten them out. Also, we do worry about your safety. You are my Charlie Kirk. We care. All right. First of all, I'll be fine. Second of all, remember, I mean, it really applies now to so much of what we see around here. Remember when I told you what they were doing with the military, meaning the Biden administration? Remember what I told you over and over and over again? That they weren't destroying the military. It was a very common thing for people to say, they're wrecking the military. We're not going to be ready. They're destroying it. They're destroying it. That's not what they were doing. They were building one. This really took off under Barack Obama. Joe Biden just put it into overdrive. Building one. If you are a dirty America-hating communist and you have dreams of one day doing what every communist has done and that's sending the American military after your political opponents, well, you have a problem. The military is full of patriotic red, white, and blue Americans. So you have to change that. So you do things like a COVID vaccine mandate for military personnel, get rid of a bunch of freedom lovers who don't want that, while at the same time doing a huge recruitment drive focusing on DEI hires as fast as humanly possible. Then you promote the DEI hires through other DEI hires. Soon, you wake up and Charlie Kirk gets assassinated, and every day you find out about new military members cheering it on social media. They have built, in large part, a military to do what they want it to do. The job ahead of Pete Hegseth is a very, very tough one, because he has to get it out, and there is a lot of it in there.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
New Jersey surgeon who cheered Charlie Kirk's murder resigns as suspended nurse who called him out is reinstated. I have actually been following this story closely, and I am happy she is coming back. I've really been pulling for her. Poll shows the U.S. patriotism hits historic low on the 24th anniversary of 9/11. That's very terrible news. It's very terrible for the country. But the good news is this. That's conditioning that has been pumped into the heads of American citizens for generations with our media and Hollywood and most definitely the school system. And it can be reversed if we focus and take these institutions back. Johnson, that would be Mike Johnson, has no plans to punish Omar for comments justifying Charlie Kirk's murder. I just want to remind everyone that we had a very slim GOP majority, and the GOP establishment kicked out a member of Congress, kicked him out for allegations, not being convicted of anything, for allegations of wrongdoing, thus reducing our majority. But they will never, ever, ever do that, apparently, to a Democrat. And that is in large part why we are where we are. Now, we are going to come back tomorrow and we will do it again and we'll tackle whatever life happens to bring us tomorrow and we'll do it together. All right. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.